Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
An FCC commissioner is at the center of a political firestorm for a decision.
It was 4 months ago when the FCC approved the merger between Giants Comcast and NBC Universal.
Meredith Atwell Baker, a Republican FCC commissioner.
She was on the case. She was pushing it for Comcast to take over NBC Universal.
Federal Communications Commissioner Meredith Baker announced she's resigning next month to become Comcast NBC Universal's Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs.
Federal Communications Commissioner Meredith Atwell Baker is only the latest in a long line of public officials who have spun through the revolving door to a lucrative industry job. But when she announced her resignation from the FCC to take a job with the newly merged Comcast NBC, it struck a chord of frustration. Editorials rang out from the New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the Seattle Times, and the story was covered by major news outlets from CNN to The Daily Show. Craig Aaron, president of Free Press, says that the media attention is due to the fact that it's such a blatant example of the blurring boundaries between government and industry.
For a lot of people, this really encapsulates what's wrong with Washington and why so much of the public has become disillusioned and disgusted with what happens in Washington when people who are supposed to be looking out for the public interest, who are supposed to be keeping an eye on these big companies, are really only looking for their next job.
Baker said that she's complied with all legal and ethical laws regarding the move.
Why people are so outraged isn't a question of legal or illegal, it's a question of right or wrong. And to most people, this is wrong. You shouldn't be regulating companies one day and then turn around and working for them the next.
Much of Washington has met Baker's decision with a collective shrug. Aaron says it's just another example of how out of touch Washington is with the rest of the country.
It's become pervasive, but I think that's also why it's so difficult to make public interest policy. That is, policies that actually look out for the average American.
Aaron wants a national discussion that will return public scrutiny to this kind of behavior. We should be looking at structural changes, like longer cooling off periods between jobs. He would also like to see public servants take a pledge that they won't turn around and take a job with a giant corporation.
The only way we're going to rein in the revolving door is if people are making noise and getting involved and demanding better of their leaders in Washington.
A company notorious for shaking down small bloggers on questionable copyright claims is now in the hot seat. Righthaven conjures up lawsuits by trolling the internet for Las Vegas Review Journal stories posted on blogs and websites, acquires the copyright to those particular stories from Stevens Media, owner of the Review Journal, and then sues the posters for violations. Righthaven has filed over 250 lawsuits against small bloggers and nonprofits, making thousands of dollars in settlements and scaring the online community. But newly unearthed documents pull the rug out from underneath Righthaven.
We believe that it shows that Stevens Media has not properly assigned its rights to Righthaven, and so Righthaven does not have the rights upon which it is now suing all these people.
That's Kurt Opsahl, a senior staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. EFF and the law firm of Wilson, Sossini, Goodrich, and Rosati are representing the defendant, a publisher of a criminal justice blog. The documents reveal that Stevens Media is the true owner of the copyright for the story in question, and not Righthaven. Opsahl says the documents cement what EFF has been arguing all along, that Righthaven's lawsuit mill is a sham. Righthaven has sued people for anything from sharing entire articles, to linking to an attributed article, to hosting a forum where readers include links to articles and comment sections. Opsahl is hoping the revelations in this case will help put Righthaven's other claims to rest for good.
We're going to make the best arguments we can, and we think that the law is on our side, and we hope to prevail. We're going to keep struggling to try and make sure that websites and bloggers who don't have the ability to defend themselves have some precedent that's available from the cases that we're working on to help them out.
To find out more about Righthaven and EFF's work, visit EFF.org.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national, nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit www.freepress.net.